This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's August 16th, episode 725, brought to you today, thankfully, by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Well, howdy, Jamie. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is good to be here, and it's good that it's Friday. Yeah. I mean, come on. Chad has been flying nights all week long, so he basically leaves at noon and comes home at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I hate that. I miss my husband. It sucks.
Now, be honest. Do you miss your husband, or do you miss your husband's help now that you have a baby?
There's a little bit of both of those things, Glenn. I'm sick of it.
Is he changing diapers, by the way? Is he a good diaper changer?
He is fantastic. He is a great dad. You know, the only problem is that Lucas is in a little bit of a, he's in a phase where he only wants his mama. And so, you know, I try to go out and ride in the morning. And so Chad's like, oh, watch the kid, you know, once he gets up at like 10. So it's a little warm for us, but we have to hustle out and ride. And apparently he just cries the whole time that I'm outside. So he is trying so hard. He's being such a good dad, but Lucas just really, he just wants mama right now. And let me tell you, it is really awesome for the first time in my life to be handed a baby and it actually stops crying as opposed to starts. It's never happened to me before. And it's really cool. Like, wait, oh, you wanted me. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, as opposed to, ah!
I can honestly say Jennifer and I have never had that experience. They still just cry when I pick them up.
Me neither. It's awesome, by the way. It's really kind of fun.
Poor Chad must be feeling like he's a leftover at this point.
Oh, I don't. It doesn't make him happy, that's for sure. But I'm like, stop trying to wrestle with him, okay? He is like 10 weeks old. He can't wrestle.
Yeah, there's time for throwing him on the beanbag chair in another year or two.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else happened this week? Oh, I felt it's awful. And I guess what, you know, I do this to our horses all the time and we don't think twice about it. But when it is your child, he got vaccines for the first time. He got vaccinated. Oh, my God. I cried. It was so awful because he's just sitting there. He's like on the thing. He's happy, all happy.
Happy. Hey,
like starts screaming bloody murder. And you can't explain it. My doctor, she's like, it's doses of love, okay? Doses of love. And I'm like, tell him that he hates me now. And he cried the rest of the day yesterday. It was just awful. It broke my heart. But again, we do it to our horses all the time. I'm like, can you do it on the other side of the neck? No, just kidding.
And you know what? By your third kid, you're going to be like, oh, shut up, kid, and take it.
Glenn, if I have a third child, shoot me. Shoot me if I have a second, okay? This is enough. I'm good.
Can I announce this on the air? Jamie might not know about a certain somebody that's having another child. She said it on Facebook, right, Jennifer?
Yes, she did.
So Jackie, who is from Regarding Horses, who you've had many conversations on while you were pregnant about having a baby because she beat you by about a year for her first, just announced that she's having her second.
Oh, congratulations, Jackie. I think you're crazy. You're nuts.
Good job, Jackie. We know you wanted to have a family of 16. So you're well on your way. You got two there. Well, we have a special show planned for you today. What we're doing today is the first half hour of the show, we are going to give you a preview of the new show that we're so excited about here on the network. When Helene and I first started 5 years ago, we always said, wouldn't it be cool to have a kids show, a show that's really dedicated for kids? One, it allows us to do some fun stuff creatively and editorially, you know, being the producer to add. Basically, I get to use all the crappy sound effects I have never used before. All the whinnying and the horses trotting and all of that good fun music we can't do anywhere else, I get to use it now. So my kid comes out in this show. And we're just waiting for the right partner. And we found the right partners in Blaze Magazine. Blaze Magazine for Kids has been around for 10 years. They have tens of thousands of subscribers. And they did a terrific job. They're going to get better. They're brand new hosts. They were nervous. And one of the hosts that you're going to hear is 12 years old. And we found her on Facebook, too. So we found Jamie on Facebook a couple years ago. And we found this host on Facebook. So we want you to listen and enjoy. I think adults are going to love the show. It's you know, every adult that's listened to it has commented on it, it seems like. So we hope you enjoy it. We're going to be back after the show. It's about 26 minutes long, and we're going to be back. We have really bad ads coming up and some other special stuff planned for you later in the show. So we hope you enjoy right after this word from Kentucky Performance Products, Blaze Kids Radio, episode number one. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Electrolytes. Who needs them? Your horse, that's who. Electrolytes perform critical functions within your horse's body. They help regulate nerve and muscle functions by carrying electrical impulses between cells. In addition, electrolytes assist the body in maintaining a healthy fluid balance by controlling your horse's desire to drink. When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Top riders and veterinarians turn to Summer Games Electrolyte to keep their horse healthy in hot weather, and you can too. Summer Games replenishes the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when your horse sweats, and it stimulates the thirst response so your horse continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. So when the going gets hot, trust Summer Games Electrolyte from Kentucky Performance Products to protect your horse.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
This is episode one of Blaze Kids Radio, brought to you by Blaze Magazine for Horse Crazy Kids and part of the Horse Radio Network. Please support our sponsors as they make this show possible. Our sponsors are Schleich and the AQHA. This is Jeff.
And this is Jessica. And this is Blaze Kids Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to Blaze Kids Radio. We are the world's first online radio program for horse crazy kids. It's our first episode. Thanks for joining us. And we've got some great guests lined up for you today and many more for our upcoming shows. But first, I want to introduce you to our producer and the founder of the Horse Radio Network, Glenn.
Hi, guys, and I want to welcome you to the Horse Radio Network. We're so excited to have our first show here on the Horse Radio Network for kids, and we're especially excited that we're doing it with Blaze Magazine. Now, Jeff, you are the publisher of Blaze Magazine. Tell us a little bit about the magazine and what it is.
All right. Well, thanks, Glenn. Yeah, Blaze Magazine is a discovery magazine for horse crazy kids. It's for kids its ages 9 to 14 or so. But our two most recent subscribers were in their 60s. It's a family magazine, and we've heard so many times from adults that they wish they had a magazine like this when they were a kid. And so they're subscribing now as an adult. But it's fun. It's entertaining. There's education in it too, of course, but it's not really instructional. So we're not about how to ride a horse, but just all about the great aspects and attributes of horses in the world we share.
And that's what we're going to bring to this show, too, is that kind of fun. It's going to be very fun. There'll be a lot of music, and we're just going to have a good time with it. And, Jeff, tell us, do you ride? Do you have horses?
I do ride. I bought my first horse as an adult, maybe about 12 years ago, and started taking riding lessons. And there I was on Tuesday nights with girls in 12 or 13 or 14 that made up most of the barn. And we got talking a little bit about what I did and what they like. And they said, hey, there isn't really a magazine for us. Why don't you make one? So being a publisher, that's kind of music to my ears. But I made a deal with them that if they helped me start the magazine and stick with me and teach me what kids really want in a horse magazine, we'd do it together. And we just celebrated our 10th anniversary of Blaze Magazine, and that's why it's so great to have a horse radio program to follow up with that. But we still have a group of kids. We call it our Kids Committee that still guide us every issue with what goes in and the photos that go in and how to talk like a kid sometimes.
Well, and we couldn't have a kids radio show without having a kid co-host, and we have one of those. It's Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 12, going on to 13.
And are you a horse crazy kid?
Yeah. What kid isn't? I mean, horses are like awesome.
And do you own horses? Do you have your own?
Well, I don't own a full size horse, but I actually have a miniature.
Oh, really? Tell us about your miniature.
It's a little colt. He's about 3 months old, and he's going to be a dark bay pinto.
Oh, I love minis, and there's nothing in this world cuter than a mini baby.
I know, right?
And if you want to see a picture of Jessica's mini baby, go to blazekidsradio.com and go to the host section, and you'll see a picture of her with her mini. And I know you just got that recently. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, Jessica, what part of the country are you from?
I'm from the East Coast in Pennsylvania.
Oh, very good. Yes, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so I'm excited to hear that. Well, tell us a little bit, Jeff, about who's coming up on today's show.
Well, we've got some really exciting guests, and there's a great camp called Camp Friendship on the East Coast as well, and Ashley White is joining us. She's a camp counselor, has lots of experience with that, being a counselor, but also riding. She's been going to the camp for many years as a camper, and she's going to talk to us about horse camp horses. And you know what? They're a bit special. They're I don't want to say a unique breed because they bring on many breeds into the program, but they're really special horses, and she's going to tell us about that. Also joining us is Julie Broadway. She's the executive director of the American Morgan Horse Association, and we are going to learn all about Morgans. They have a very special or unique, you might say, history. It all goes back to one man, and she'll tell us about that and all that Morgans can do and do really well. So we're looking forward to talking with Julie today.
We have also all kinds of fun segments for you, a Did You Know segment, Horses in the News, and a story that we're going to do a story every month. I'm so excited about this show. But before you guys get started, I have to explain to the listeners all the different ways they can listen to shows on, like Blaze Kids Radio or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network. You can listen at blazekidsradio.com. Just there's a little player on each episode, so you can listen to all the episodes there. You can also listen on iTunes. Just search for Blaze Kids Radio in the podcast section, and you can download it to your iPod or your iPhone or your MP3 player. And we also have an application for iPhones and for Android phones. Just go to the App Store. It's free. Search for Horse Radio Network. Ask your parents' permission if you need it before you do that, but it is free. And you can listen to all of our shows there, including Blaze Kids Radio. It makes it so easy to do just by using your phone or your iPod or your iPad. So that's all the different ways you can listen. We appreciate you being here. And I am leaving you guys now. Have fun. Enjoy the show. I can't wait to hear it.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. And now for some horsey headlines with Horses in the News. Hi-ho, Silver. If you've seen the new Walt Disney Pictures movie, The Lone Ranger, you know that some of the biggest stars are horses. Two of the actors that graced the screen with Armie Hammer and Johnny Depp were Silver and Scout. They are the two noble steeds ridden by the Lone Ranger and Tonto as they seek justice in the West. Head horse trainer Bobby Lovegren told us that the Lone Ranger's horse, Silver, was played mostly by a horse that really is named Silver. Silver did most of the work with Johnny and Armie, and he's in most of the scenes with the actors, especially the ones that you see in the close-up shots. But there were several other horses playing Silver and Scout, too, like Cloud and Parrot, Casper, Leroy, and Snowball. And from the Wild West to sunny Florida, Arabian Nights Dinner Theater in Orlando has its first new show in 14 years. The performance of the riders and horses is really mesmerizing. Bravo to Arabian Nights for their great work in sharing the beautiful bond of man and horse in our wonderful world of horses. So if you're visiting Orlando, be sure to go see the show. And while we're talking about Florida, have you ever heard the expression, that show has gone to the dogs, meaning something went wrong? How about that horse show has gone to the alligators? If you live in Florida, you probably expect to have the occasional run-in with some large reptiles. But what a shock it would be for you and your horse to run into an alligator while at a show. That's exactly what happened earlier this week at the AQHA Region 10 Championship Show in Jacksonville, Florida. Who'd blame a horse for spooking at this? The Equine Chronicle reported that an alligator was discovered in one of the horse stalls at the Jacksonville Equestrian Center while competitors were arriving at the show. The gator had tucked himself away in the corner, wrapped in a blanket, and ready for a nap. The trapper who removed the alligator said the 5-foot creature probably came from one of the retention ponds. But where he got the blanket, nobody knows. And that's Horses in the News for this episode. More horsey headlines next time.
Hi, I'm Kelsey, and I like Schlage. Actually, I work at Schlage, where we make wonderful toy figurines, like the horses with braided manes. There are just so many to choose from. Did you know that each one is hand-painted? That's why they all look so great. Each one is special because it's so unique. Check out the beautiful Le Faisan Mare with a French braid, or the ornately braided Fell Pony Stallion. Oh, and what about the lovely Halfinger or Shire Mare? It's just so hard to decide who to play with, so I'll include them all. You can too. Just go to your local toy store or ask a parent to help you go online to schlage-s.com to find a store near you. You can also look at all of the other horses we make and even download cool apps or other fun activities. Don't forget to look in your Blaze magazine for the test to find out which Schlage horse is best for you and for our beautiful braids photo contest, where you could win $50 worth of braided manes horses from Schlage. Playing with Schlage horses is the best. Until next time, have fun horsing around.
Hey, Jeff, did you know the fastest thoroughbreds can gallop at speeds up to 45 miles per hour for a short distance?
I did not know that. That might even be a speeding ticket in some towns. But did you know, Jessica, a horse's small intestine is almost as long as two school buses. Two school buses.
I didn't, but I got one for you. Did you know horses can have allergies?
That's interesting. No. So maybe when my horses have those runny noses, it's allergies, not a cold, as we like to think. That's a good one. Here's one that you might like, too. Did you know that equine researchers tested the ability of three horses to remember a set of pictures, and 10 years later, these horses still recognize the pictures? So they say maybe horses never forget.
No, I didn't know that one. But did you know this? Horses are natural-born swimmers?
I did not, and I wouldn't have guessed it either. All right, I got one for you. Did you know, Jessica, cinnamon is great for horses? Comes from the bark of a small tree that grows in Asia. and owners use it to put on their horses' hooves to keep them healthy, and some even sprinkle a little bit in racehorses' feed to get them warmed up.
Actually, I didn't, but did you know fleas don't like horses?
You got me again. Fleas don't like horses. Sure like my cats and dogs, but well, it's good to hear they're not getting on Blaze, our mascot. All right, I think I got the clincher. Did you know, in Illinois, there's this strange law that still says you can be arrested for riding an ugly horse?
I think you got me there.
You'll get me next time, I'm sure.
Hey, y'all, the American Quarter Horse Association rewards members for riding their horses. You heard me right. Rewards for just riding your horse. Any breed, anywhere. Join the AQHA Horseback Riding Program today to start earning prizes from the AQHA's corporate partners just for spending time in the saddle. Visit them at AQHA.org to sign up today. That's AQHA.org.
Many thanks to Schleich for being a sponsor of this program and Blaze Magazine, too. Well, let's get started with our first guest of the program. It's Julie Broadway, Executive Director of the American Morgan Horse Association. Well, hi, Julie. Welcome to the show. Morgan horses, they're so beautiful, and they're known as an American legend. Why is that?
Well, because the Morgan horse originated here in America, and it's America bred, and it has been prolific around New England and then spread across the U.S. And the last, I don't know, many years, we've gone overseas. We have 23 foreign country affiliates with the association now, and it's just taken off.
Well, say hi to my co-host, Jessica, and she has some questions for you, too.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on the show. And where did the name Morgan come from?
The original owner of our foundation stallion, the stallion was called Figure, and the owner was a gentleman named Justin Morgan. And the tradition in that period of time was that horse breeds took on the names of the owner. So that's how it became the Morgan horse.
So tell us a little bit about Justin Morgan.
Oh, Justin Morgan, my goodness gracious, he was such an interesting character. He was a musician, and he did a lot of musical composition and performance. He got interested in horses. He was originally based in Massachusetts, and he later moved to Vermont. So the Morgan horse is the state animal for both Massachusetts and Vermont.
Really?
Really. And as you know, the horse really became known because it was a very companionable horse. It could be used in the fields for plowing and agricultural work, but it was also very handsome. So they could hook him to the wagon on Sunday and go to church and go on carriage drives. And he was also known for his great trotting ability. He won a trotting race. So he was very sought after because he had these wonderful traits and characteristics that he passed to his offspring.
That is an American legend. What a great story. What a great history.
So what do today's Morgan horses look like?
Morgan horses have not changed a whole lot over the years. They have a very proud carriage. They have an upright and graceful neck. They are very athletic, have a lot of stamina, they're very companionable, and they're very easy keepers is the phrase I like to use. They're not high maintenance horses by any stretch of the imagination, and they're considered to be very thrifty. So they're a great family horse because they like to work for you. They like to please their owners. They like variety. So Morgan horses do all kinds of disciplines and are used in all kinds of ways. And they excel at almost everything they try because they really want their rider or their driver, their partner, if you will, to have a good time. They want to be successful for you.
And how about, like, how big and what colors they come in?
Oh, over the years, the Morgan colors chart has grown tremendously. The most common ones that we see are bay or black, but we do have some that come in a range of what we call our colorful Morgans. Some of them are cream and various other lighter colors. We have quite a number of chestnuts. So it does vary greatly. And some of our breeders specialize in they breed for a particular color that they're fond of. But generally, I would say they range in size from about 15 hands up, but they are considered a smaller, more compact horse than some other breeds, other light hand breeds like the Saddlebred or the Arabian.
Julie, it sounds like they have so many great attributes or traits or characteristics, but is there something that, you know, one single thing that describes the Morgan that makes them so special?
I can only answer this for me personally. I've been involved with Morgan since I was a kid, and I would say that the slogan that we use here at the association is, the Morgan horse is the horse that chooses you. And what we mean by that is the Morgan horse wants to be, he's a people horse. He wants to be with you. Again, I use the word companionable. If you go to any barn where there's a Morgan horse, he's the first horse to come up to you, want to nuzzle with you. He wants to, you know, he wants to be your friend.
Wow, I think I want one.
Well, good. I can help you with that. We want to encourage Jeff and Jessica, any of your listeners that are interested in learning more about the Morgan horse, of course you can go to our website, which is www.morganhorse.com. But in the 10th edition, the 10-year anniversary edition of Blaze, we have a lovely ad on page 23 that has a young girl with her Morgan. And we explain to you about some of our youth programs. We have a program called Puzzle It Out, where kids can solve puzzles and return those answers and win prizes for those. We talk a lot about the different ways that kids can get involved with riding lessons. Our youth council is very active. We have all kinds of programs for kids. And so we encourage any of your listeners to check us out.
Julie, thanks for being with us today. We're so excited to introduce our listeners to the wonderful Morgans that choose you. Thanks again for being here.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Thanks again, Jessica.
Hey, y'all, the American Quarter Horse Association rewards members for riding their horses. You heard me right. Rewards for just riding your horse, any breed, anywhere. Join the AQHA Horseback Riding Program today to start earning prizes from the AQHA's corporate partners just for spending time in the saddle. Visit them at AQHA.org to sign up today. That's AQHA.org.
Now let's welcome Carly Stewart to the show. She's going to read Once Upon a Horse, which is a fun piece of horse history.
Once lived a horse named Winifred. In the year 1911, in the town of Ellington, Northumberland in England, there once lived a horse named Winifred. Winifred was a very little horse with a beautiful flaxen tail. She was loved and pampered by a little girl whose hair matched the blonde color of Winifred's tail almost perfectly. The girl and her family lived in a beautiful manor that overlooked the sea. They owned many horses, and their stables were magnificent as well. Winifred loved her stall and the smell of fresh bedding at her feet. Every morning, a young boy would come to clean the barn. Mornings were Winifred's favorite time of the day because the little girl would always come to brush her tail while the boy was tidying the stalls. She listened to them laugh and talk to each other. "Here she comes, Winnie," the boy would announce when he saw the girl coming with a brush in her hand. Winnie would swish her tail slowly back and forth in reply. "Hello, Winnie," greeted the girl. "And good morning," she smiled to the boy. Winifred swished her tail again, and the girl giggled and shook her head, tossing her blonde hair as well. The boy laughed and said, "Winnie sure is a lucky horse to have you care for her like you do. At my other job titles, the horses don't have it so good." "Why? What do you mean?" asked the girl. She couldn't imagine horses living in any other way than with a loving family like hers. "We have to work really hard in the coal mine," he answered. "Sometimes we have to use the mini horses and ponies to go deep into the pit to help bring the coal out. It gets really dirty in there, and it can get pretty scary. The girl was speechless. Her eyes were wide open as she listened. Would you like to go see? The boy offered. Oh my, the girl finally answered. I suppose I could. My parents don't mind when I take Winnie out for walks. So I suppose we could walk to the coal mine this time. She put Winnie's halter on and gave her tail one quick brush. Winnie swished her tail slowly and off they went. When they came upon the mine, the girl couldn't believe her eyes. You work here? She stammered. Yep, sure do. And this is Butch, he introduced as he walked over to another small horse tied to a post. Butch was the same size as Winnie. He's the pit pony that goes in with me into the mine. Butch snickered quietly, and Winifred swished her beautiful tail to return the greeting. He's so dirty, the girl said softly. Yeah, well, let me show you why, the boy said as he jogged over to the mine shaft and crawled inside. I'll get you a piece of coal to show you what it's like. He called back as he disappeared into the pit. Ouch! He hollered. A few seconds later, oh no! What's wrong? The girl shouted back into the mine. I've slipped down too far, and I can't get back up. Go get Butch to pull me back out. The girl quickly untied Butch and tried to lead him to the mine, but he wouldn't move. He won't come with me, the girl yelled frantically. Ugh, he doesn't trust you. You don't look or smell like a coal miner, the boy explained. Lead Winnie in so I can grab her tail and pull myself out. The girl took a deep breath. We can do this, Winnie, she coached. Winnie slowly swished her tail and followed the girl into the mine. It was so dark, but they followed the boy's voice. Here I am, he said when they reached him. Just turn around so I can reach Winnie's tail. And got it, he exclaimed, pulling himself up. Back in the sunlight, they were all covered in coal dust. The girl's hair was the dingy color of Butch's mane. Now I understand, sighed the girl. You're right. Winnie and I are both very lucky to live the way we do. Winnie swished her dirty tail back and forth, casting coal dust everywhere. I see you both have some more brushing to do. The boy laughed as they started back toward home.
And next up, Jessica had the chance to talk with Ashley White from Camp Friendship. It's a two-part series, and Jessica is going to talk to Ashley this week about horse camp horses.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi there.
So why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay. I have been working with horses for about 18 years. I started when I was 4, and then I started riding when I was 6. I came to Camp Friendship when I was a camper at 15 and 16 years old, and I started working here as a counselor 3 years ago when I was 18.
That's a long time you've been riding. I mean, I've only been riding since I was like 6.
Yeah. It's something that I want to do for my life, so I figure might as well start young.
When you get a rider, how do you match it to a horse and a rider?
We have small evaluations on check-in day that are done by our riding director, Sky. She grew up working here. Her dad actually owns the camp, and she's been the director here for 10 years. And she's working with the horses year-round and constantly training them to be in the program, so she knows these horses like the back of their hand. So for evaluations, she can very quickly see which rider would match up with which horse very quickly.
How do you guys pick your horses to be a part of your camp?
When it comes down to what the camp horse is made of, it's really their temperament and the training that they go through for the program. The horses really need the type of personality to be able to go all day with the kids and still be patient and kind and understanding for them. And it's also very important that they're trained specifically for our summer camp program because it is kind of different than just a regular schooling program.
What kind of horses do you prefer and what you use?
We have a mix of all different kinds of horses, but we are a hunter-jumper program with beginner to advanced lessons. So the most common horses you'll see around our barn are quarter horses, thoroughbreds, we have a couple draft crosses, and then our ponies usually are Welsh ponies or Shetland ponies. But we do have a good variety of horses around our barn.
I see, you know how to pick your horses.
Yes, for sure.
But where do you find them?
A lot of our horses have actually been given to us by former campers and former counselors that have worked here, so they know the program and they know what we're looking for. And Sky, the director, also has contacts around the area that are just constantly looking for horses with the potential to be great camp horses.
Do the horses get time off?
Absolutely. The horses work very hard for us, so we make sure that they have every weekend off, so they're not ridden on Saturdays or Sundays. It's very crucial that they have that time off so they can stay fresh for us for the summer. And then they also get turned out overnight, so they have time to just go out into the pastures and be horses for the night.
So let's say a camper wants to go to camp. What's the contact?
You can find all the information at www.campfriendship.com. Talks about them, dreams about them, thinks about them all the time. She's got to have them, be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses?
Hey, Jessica, what a great show. Did we learn a lot today?
Yes, we did.
We really did. And I learned a lot from you, too, with your Did You Knows. That was a lot of fun. Before we go, tell us a little bit about who's coming to live with you this week.
Well, my little special buddy, his name's Jasper, and I hope that we'll have a good connection, and I can't wait to bring him home to the farm I ride at in Garnet Valley, PA, and I just can't wait.
Your first horse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's one you'll never forget, that's for sure. So you'll keep us posted. Tell us all about Jasper next show, and that'll be fun. We've got Blaze, our real-life Rocky Mountain horse mascot for the magazine, and we'll have Jasper. We'll kind of make him the official kind of mascot, or we'll follow him along on our show each time. So have a great day getting him, and we look forward to talking about him next time. For details about today's show, go to www.blazekidsradio.com, where you can find links and photos and more information about our guests. As always, we love your feedback. Please let us know what you think and what you might like to see on future shows. You can contact us at Facebook at Blaze Kids Mag. You can subscribe to Blaze Magazine at www.blazekids.com. Many thanks to our sponsors. Be sure to visit all of our other great shows on the Horse Radio Network, and you'll find those at www.horseradionetwork.com.
And don't forget to follow me on my Facebook page at Jess Blaze Kids Radio. And I also get my weekly updates on my mini and the show. And until next week, keep on blazing those trails.
Well, welcome back to Horses in the Morning, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the first installment of Blaze Kids Radio. We'd like to introduce our new shows as we bring them on board. We do have a couple other new ones coming on board in the next few weeks. Look for those soon. We hope you enjoyed it, and you'll be able to find all of the episodes of Blaze Kids Radio. They're going to come out twice a month over at blazekidsradio.com or horseradionetwork.com. Don't forget that Monday morning we'll be coming to you live from the American Equestrian Trade Association in Philadelphia, taking a look at all the cool new products that are out there in the market and going to be coming to the market over the next 6 months. And we do that twice a year, and it's always a very popular show. We hope you enjoy it. Well, 10, 12 people, as many people we can get with new products stuffed into an hour and a half show, we will. I'm very excited to say that Helena, my co-host of the Stable Scoop Radio Show, will be there and will be co-hosting with me on Monday morning together. We don't get to do that too often. Really Bad Ads will be coming up here shortly.
Jamie and I are looking forward to that. It will be a lot of fun. But first, we thought we would share with you an excerpt or a tip off of Jennifer's Horse Tip Daily Show. And this is with a good friend of ours, Michelle Bergeron. She's a good friend of the Horses in the Morning Show as well. And she is out of Wright-Lead Equestrian Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they covered a tip on hay storage on the road, maintaining products, and hot weather survival. And it's always fun to hear from Michelle. And we thought these were great tips to share with our Horses in the Morning audience, too. And we'll get to that right after this product of the week from Equestrian Collections. Hi, Glenn here, founder of the Horse Radio Network, and I am here with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with their product of the week. But before we start with that, Debbie, I want to give a great big thank you to Equestrian Collections for all their support. As of this week, the Horse Radio Network is officially 5 years old. We had our first show come out, Stable Scoop, on August the 8th of 2008, and Equestrian Collections has been with us for almost the entire run of the Horse Radio Network. And I just wanted to say thank you and to Chris and the whole gang over there, you and Chris and everybody, for the support you've given us. It has been terrific, and we've loved our relationship with you. So thank you so much.
Well, happy birthday to you. We're always happy to support you guys. You're fantastic. Well, this week I want to feature a product called Pharmaca Clack Fly Repellent. Now, you all, your listeners may remember that I talked about the clack, the other form of the clack, the wipe-on form last year. But, you know, I stopped using that and started using, this is liquid. It's a liquid form, and I love all the Pharmaca products anyway. They're all fantastic. But this one, I pour it into my spray bottle, and I promise you, it really, really works. And it's all natural. It doesn't have all the crap in it. It smells just like citronella. It's got other stuff in it, too. But it smells that citronella smell. It's a pretty strong smell. And I've seen the flies just go completely off the horse when I first put this on, and it seems to stay, and I've actually put it on the feather on my horse and have had far less problems with ticks this year than I have before. So that's why I wanted to feature it again this year, because it's a great product, it works, and now I'm using it in this liquid form, and it's much, much easier and cleaner, and it doesn't get all over your hands like the other form. So that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention this year, particularly now going into deer fly, real bad deer fly season, and those big, horrible black horse fly season. This is what I found to work the best of all of them.
Very good. And you can find it by going to equestriancollections.com and searching for CLAC. Just put in CLAC and you'll find all of the Clack products.
And it's that day again, folks, the one everybody looks forward to, Trading Tips with Michelle. With me here in the studio is Michelle Bergeron from Wright-Lead Equestrian Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Not literally in the studio, but at least vocally in the studio. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm with you in spirit, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. Now, let's compare weather notes, because I'm in Ocala, Florida, and it is currently 85 degrees. What is it there in Baton Rouge?
Oh, let me run in here and check. It's hot, and the humidity is out of control, I'll tell you that. It did rain today. Let's see. It's 6:10, and it's 93 degrees, and the heat index is 105.
Oh, my gosh. How can you survive? Oh, my word.
I change clothes a lot. I come home and take about a 15, 20-minute nap at lunch. We get rolling early, and we work late. Take the middle of the day off.
Okay, and there are some well-used hot weather survival tips for you folks. Oh, my goodness, bless your cotton picking heart. Wow.
Yeah, it's and you guys, the couple times I've gone and had extended stays in Florida, I remember thinking, God, this is great. These guys have a breeze.
Yeah, we are
all the time.
We are very lucky here in Ocala in that in the hottest part of the day, right around 3 or 4 o'clock, it will get kind of toasty and stifling for an hour and a half or so. But it seems that about by 5 o'clock every afternoon, there's just a little bit of a breeze blowing. So it's pretty tolerable here. Thank you very much.
Well, it's not a hurricane. It's not pouring down rain. We had a really rough winter, so we're okay. I just hate it when the sweat drips off my nose when I'm riding, and I have to let go of the rein to keep wiping the sweat off my nose. It makes me crazy.
Awesome. Wow. So speaking of warm weather, yep. one of the struggles that many of us have when we go on the road is how to store, especially hard feed, sweet feed, pelleted mm-hmm. hay, how to store that kind of stuff safely so that it stays fresh and away from tiny livestock. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah.
Oh, I
can tell you
what
we do.
I knew you would.
What we do is, if we're getting ready to go to a show, everybody brings either a grocery bag or a lunch bag or a Ziploc bag, depending on how much their horse eats per feeding. And they put enough feed for one feeding in each of the bags, fold it over, duct tape it down, so it's a nice little packet, write the name of the horse very legibly in marker, the day, and the feeding. So we'll have one for Lightning for Friday p.m. And in it, the supplements are already mixed in. So all you have to do is dump the bag.
Tear it open and pour it out.
We have one, yep, for every feeding, plus an extra one because, yes, we have gotten stuck at the horse show or vehicle problems.
Yeah.
So you went to on Easter, no less, and no, there were not feed stores open.
Oh,
have your extra feed. Have your extra hay. Okay, that's what we do with the feed. Nice. And for the fettos that eat almost nothing, they just get a Ziploc bag with their name written on it.
Mm-hmm.
So easy.
So
put it, and then I have the girls put it in a separate bucket.
Ah.
And then it all is all in one space. Also, what I've used, you can go like to Walmart or Target or wherever and get plastic containers with a lid that snaps with a handle on it. And then you can put the horse's name on that and put the feed in there and keep it that way. Nothing can gnaw through that.
That's a very good idea. Yeah.
If you're only going for the weekend, it's highly unlikely that anything is going to be gnawing on it because there's going to be so much activity on the showgrounds or at the clinic site. The creepy crawlies are probably not going to come out to eat or feed, but you never know.
You never know.
For hay, when the girls go to Pony Club rallies, we ration it out and tie it up with each, feeding with hay string.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to non-Pony Club rallies, we'll just take the whole bale. We have the bale covers that we transported in. But we don't leave it in that because it is so humid here. And if you keep that zipped up tight and leave it for an extended period of time, and I'm not talking about a weekend, I'm talking about for a week or more, it's going to get gross in there and it's going to mold up.
Ew.
So at least crack it open or, leave it open during the day, close it at night, whatever. But don't leave it in the back of the truck to get rained on or to blow out as you're driving down the road.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
One of the things that I've seen a lot of people struggle with, too, is when you have to take hay along, and whether or not you like to divide it up or leave it as a complete mm-hmm. bale, setting the bale or the balettes, if you will, directly on the floor of your trailer, whether it's the dressing room, the tack room or the cargo space, mm-hmm. that seems to be asking for moldy hay on the bottom.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Get up off the
we
floor.
We have pallets under ours.
Mm-hmm.
But even those, you've got to, because stuff will fall up in them, either be it the plastic kind or the wooden kind. And so hopefully you have a whole horde of working students, and you can go in and get all cleaned out. Otherwise, that's you.
Yeah, that's you.
But you've got to circulate. You've got to circulate the air.
Yeah,
is the bottom line.
And it gets the bottom of your horse trailer gets hot, and then cold, and then damp, and there's humidity down there. So get that hay up off the floor somehow.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I like the little rationing method. That's a great idea because mm-hmm. it's a no-brainer.
Well, and then
you pick up the sack that says Lightning's name.
If we have a bunch of girls and they'll divide up, okay, so and so is going to feed in the morning, so and so is going to feed in the afternoon, and that way not everybody has to get there at the crack of dawn, and we rotate it out, and they know, oh, there's Jake's food. Okay, nope, that's for tomorrow morning. Let me pick up the one for this morning. All right, and then it's right there, and it's almost idiot-proof, really, unless you can't read or you don't know who your horses are, in which case we probably wouldn't have left you to feed anyway.
Well, you know, and in case everything falls apart and you have to have the people who are stabling next to you feed the horse.
That has happened as well.
You know, stuff happens. Or somebody gets the wrong bag of grain. You know what they got the wrong thing of. Mm-hmm. That happens too. Mm-hmm. So that's a great organization tip. Relieves stress a little bit. You can be bleary-eyed and still get the feeding done. Yep. I like that a lot.
It's easy to pack. It doesn't take but just a minute to
just dump it in there
together.
And tape it shut.
And it's easier for me. It's easier to carry that than it is to carry the whole damn bag of feed.
And then
people forget it's in the back of the trailer.
And then you've wasted a half a bag of grain.
And then they go to the next horse show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's gone bad. Well, that's a great tip for all the traveling we do all year round nowadays. I have another handy-dandy tip for those of us who are grooming fanatics. There's a lot of horses out there whose manes go on the wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
Or whose manes go...
That makes me crazy.
Somehow I knew it would.
It really does. I swear it does.
And it seems horses whose manes go on the wrong side, it's only part of it that goes on the wrong side. Yeah. So,
or it goes right down the middle and half of it goes on the left.
Half on the left, half on the right.
Yeah.
So I kind of got used to this because early on in my equestrian career, I had a couple of horses that I had to work with a lot whose manes went straight up. Because they were pulled and they just grew straight up. They just looked like some kind of a something from a punk band.
Took a finger in their outlet.
Yeah,
yep.
Punk band. So there are two problems with training horses' manes. You have to train the hair that's already there. And you have to train the hair follicle that is continuing to grow more hair. So it's a two-pronged approach. For training the hair itself, anyone who has washed their hair and put it into a ponytail before it dries knows this trick. Because once your hair is dried 6 hours later and you take the hair scrunchie out, your hair is permanently shaped like a ponytail.
Yep.
You have trained the hair itself. So by wetting the hair first and then brushing it over and putting on a mane tamer or brushing it over and braiding it, the hair is going to train much, much faster. And that's soaking the hair. That's not just dampening it with a spray brush. You have to really soak
it. Spray it with a hose.
Yeah, spray it with a hose, folks. So,
now, do you put anything on it like, what do they call that, braid aid or
I don't.
Hairspray?
No, I don't because from my point of view, that sort of negates it because that is going to cause the hair follicle to evaporate out that water. I want the water to dry slowly in there. I've had much more success not treating the hair, just wet, thoroughly, thoroughly wet. And if you use the braid it over method, make big, fat, loose braids. Because when you make them tight, the horses scratch them out, and then you've pretty much negated the whole process.
And you've got a worse problem.
And you've got a much worse problem. And the braiding over allows the hair to dry in place. So you've trained the hair shaft. But by leaving the braids in there well after it's dry, with as long a mane as you can put up with, you are training the hair follicle.
Hmm. How long do you leave your braids in?
At least 3 days.
Do they fall out or do you take them out?
I'll usually leave them in for three, take them out for one. In for three, out for one. I don't like to leave the mane out for more than one full day because what you'll see is after about 24 hours, you'll see it to start creeping back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're trying to train the hair follicle, you don't want that to happen.
Got it. Yeah, so. Watch out. I got two on my list tomorrow.
Yeah, I avoid products for this process as much as I can. Okay. I try to keep the hair healthy in that if I wash it, I use a good quality conditioner.
Right.
Also, if you pull the horse's mane, pull it intelligently. I hate to see folks get out there and the horse's mane is all the way down their neck or three quarters of the way down their neck, and they need it to be 4 inches for the horse show this weekend, and they pull it all at one time.
No.
That's not real kind to your horse's skin, you're also setting yourself up for disaster as far as a stand-up mane is concerned.
Yeah.
So plan ahead, folks. So that's my training tip for manes.
Cool. Very good. Yeah. I'll send you pictures after I get everybody all rigged up.
Use colorful rubber bands. It's more fun.
Yeah. I will have to dig some out. I think I just have plain old, brown.
You go to the craft section at the multiplex and get the colorful rubber bands that they sell in the craft or office section.
Oh.
It's much more fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would make it more fun.
There we go. Well, thanks again, Michelle Bergeron, for your handy dandy feed storage tip. And we'll be seeing you again soon.
Well, thank you to Michelle Bergeron and Jennifer for sharing those tips from Horse Tip Daily. Of course, you can hear all of Jennifer's tips on Horse Tip Daily. Just go to horsetipdaily.com. You are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is producing today. We are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find them at kppusa.com. Well, Jamie and Jennifer, before we get to really bad ads, Denise Raymond, one of our listeners, sent us this story out of Scott, Louisiana, and it is a classic. I'm just going to read it. Out of Scott, Louisiana. Police in Scott, Louisiana say they were called to the Cowboy Saloon in the small town just after midnight Tuesday. The city slogan is where the West begins, and if you were in that saloon early Tuesday morning, you would have seen a man ride his horse into the bar and use a lasso to rope another man. Police say the man on the horse, now identified as 26-year-old James Rene Mouton, became highly intoxicated in the saloon and unloaded his horse that was in the trailer in the parking lot. He rode the horse inside the bar, then left and went down the road, then returned and rode his horse back into the bar. A concerned patron of the bar escorted him out of the bar, and once he was outside, reports are that he roped a 47-year-old man with a lasso and dragged him through the parking lot. Police say Mouton then rode the horse to his parents' house and walked back to the bar. He couldn't give up going back to the bar. He attempted to hide, and police found him. Once he was in police custody, the report says that he threatened to retaliate against the off-duty officers. He is now in the Lafayette Parish Correctional Center on 3 charges of disturbing the peace, remaining after forbidden, second-degree battery, and public intimidation and retaliation. It certainly could only happen where the West begins.
Coach Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with 2 N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
And now it is time for Really Bad Ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading.
Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And on the prize table for today's Really Bad Ads, Dr. Rose's Remedies Gift Pack. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment and Salve are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, cuts, abrasions, and scrapes on horses, dogs, and cats. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. Next up, the Grooming Essentials Tote from horsegroomingsolutions.com. Your tote will be filled to the brim with products like these. The Silverado Detangler, perfect for horses with dry, brittle hair. Healthy Hair Care Hair Moisturizer, your economical, everyday way to keep skin and coats soft and healthy. Healthy Hair Care DermaClean Shampoo, the protein-enriched antibacterial shampoo. Healthy Hair Care Sunflower Sunscreen to protect your horse's skin and coat from UVA and UVB rays. And Silverado Coat Gloss Hair Polish for a show ring shine that helps repel dirt, dust, and stains. You can find all of these products and more at horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Hey, wait a minute. My pony needs all of those. Did you put all of my ads in today?
I did, yes.
Okay, good.
And filling out the table, 5 free bags of Feed Forage or supplement from Triple Crown Nutrition. Triple Crown Nutrition offers a complete lineup of fortified feeds, forages, and supplements to satisfy the needs of your whole herd. Whether you are looking for high fat, lower carbs, a senior diet, or sound nutrition for a growing horse, Triple Crown Nutrition has the answer. You can find them online at triplecrownfeed.com.
Now, that's what your pony needs, Glenn.
Yes.
The grain.
That's true. Lots and lots of food. He thinks so too, by the way. You have the first one up today, by the way. These are ads. When we say the name, it's not the name of the person who put the ad in the paper or in Craigslist. It is the name of the person who submitted it to us, our wonderful listeners.
It's frightening how easy it is to find really bad ads on Craigslist. So just log on. Okay. Yes. Chelsea found this one, and this falls in the category of somewhat too much information. And you also, do you actually want people to come out and try this horse? Or are you trying to scare the crap out of everybody and not sell it? Because I would think you would want to sell this horse, but you're not trying very hard. A 9-year-old Quater Paint Cross mare for sale. Quater, Q-U-A-T-E-R. Quater paint mare for sale, $800 on John's Island. I don't know where that is. Lacey is a paint quarter cross mare. She needs experienced rider only. She hasn't been worked in a while due to my daughter getting extremely active in softball all year round. She has been on trail rides. The only problem... is that she doesn't like to go slow.
Oh.
And she also has a lot of energy. And she also has a lot of spook. She also has a lot of spook in her. And we are moving and we cannot take her. She is very easy to learn, eager to learn, just needs someone with the time. I can send pictures if you request them. Like anybody's going to request any pictures of that horse whatsoever. I feel so sorry for her. She's been on trail rides, but hasn't been in a while because my daughter is so busy doing other stuff. She forgot all about her horse, but she only has one problem. It's this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Oh my gosh. Chelsea, good ad.
I love the last sentence too. She is very eager to learn, but just can't. She just can't learn. She's eager, but not capable.
She's eager because she's running away with you.
That's right. That's a good one. Thank you, Chelsea. Sorting Cow sent this one. Oh, God, this is hard to read, too. This is going to be one of those. Horses and mule broke for sale to Good Home $1. The first pick of Pot of Gray, the Gelling. The next three are Skip the Mare. The last one is the Mule. Got that?
No.
I have a bay mare. She is 20-year mare and is $500. or best offers. I have a 16-year-old bay gelding, $375 of best offer. I have a mule, half donkey, half Belgian gelding, and he is $600.
No, no, no. It's a half Beelegan Geely-eyed ding.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I have a half donkey, half Beelegan Geely-gidding.
He came from the Lord of the Rings.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. He's from the underworld.
All three horses are broke to ride, including the mule. Come see him and make an offer. Yeah. It's a new board game, Cluing the Mule. New
board game. Board game. Oh, my God.
The next one was sent in. We don't have this person's name. The email at the beginning is God and Horses. So if you don't want me saying your email, send your freaking name, okay? But God and Horses, send this one in. Horse, $900 in Raymond. Excuse me, there's no punctuation, and every number I say is actually a number, okay? I have a horse that 14, two hands, she broke. I really either want to trade for dirt bike or something. If you could please call me at phone number, and I'll be glad to tell you more. I am 12 years old and am texting this right now.
That's right. Okay? That's right. That was done by a text. No question.
Oh, my goodness.
And she really wants the horse is just a pain in the butt, and she really wants a dirt bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's a little kid selling his sister's pony.
That's
what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you think mom knows that the pony is up for sale?
If there had been texting when I was a kid, this would have happened to me.
Yeah, your brothers would have sold your pony.
They would have sold my pony.
No question.
You've gone outside and been like, come on, guy. Hello? Where are all my horses?
She would have heard vroom, vroom, from the backyard. Yeah, that would have been it. Beth sent the next one in. Selling my horse, $600 in New Iberia, Louisiana. Some books written about that particular town. I'm selling my horse. She is good horse, rides good, and she would let anyone ride her. She is very fast horse and don't kick or buck. You could stand behind her and she want to do nothing. And she also dance. If interested, you call or text me. And she don't. And she is Utidun Shots and Clean Coggins. I love that this horse dances. Isn't that sweet?
Now, also, I would like to point out that, well, I'm glad that she, if you're standing behind her, she doesn't kick you. Yes. But when they say Clean Coggins, anybody who has ever gotten a Coggins on their horse, if you don't have a Clean Coggins, you don't have a horse anymore. They don't allow those. It's like, oh, look, she passed the test. How about a current Coggins, not a Clean Coggins? Because if they don't have a Clean Coggins, you don't have a horse anymore because they have a deadly disease.
I thought Clean Coggins meant there were no coffee cup stains on it.
That's true.
That could be because I've certainly seen enough Coggins with coffee cup stains.
Isn't that true? Coggins test always has coffee cup stains on.
Yes.
Glenn, this next one sounds like one you would find, but Gemma found it actually. And the title is Wanted. Minions. And the location is my secret lair. Evil genius seeks minions to sacrifice their lives in world domination attempt. Must be prepared to work 24/7 for fascist psychopaths with little regard for your physical or emotional well-being. No pay. You won't need it. Messy death is inevitable. Costumes and laser death rays are provided. This is my favorite line. No weirdos. Oh, my gosh. Enough said. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say to that one. The name who we've argued about for weeks, and I don't still know who it is. It's Merrily or Merrill. Wendy and I were fighting about that. It's Pony, $50 in Dorchester, South Carolina. Don't know how old it is. No paperwork on him. He is a stallion. That's it.
Wow.
Short and sweet. Apparently, really, we don't know how high he is. We don't know his height. We don't know what color he is. We don't really know anything about the pony.
But he's not gelded. There you go.
For $50, you get what you get when you're buying a pony.
Nice. Adrian sent the next one in. This is fantastic. I'm going to try to read this, but again, somebody texted this and they had no spell check or predictive text or anything. I don't know how they even got past. What is wrong with these people? Okay. I'm
so glad you got this one.
Three-year male horse Thor Behel. $1.
Thorbehel?
Thorbehel. Thorbehell. Thorbehel. I read them as it's written, people. Okay. No punctuation. Great looking horse tall has been saddled. B4 still needs weaker reason slaling. Have no time to ride it. This will make gratate. Teat racing horche has been fed alfalfa and four way, asking 600 or would consider trade for goats or a good pony for kids. For more information, contact me. Thanks.
That was a tough one to read.
That's god awful. That is just awful. Awful.
And isn't tall relative, by the way? You know, I have a great looking horse and he's tall.
That's not even a thing.
He's tall. I guess if you're 4'2", you know, tall is a relative, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a good one. Very well read. I give you kudos for that one. I couldn't have done that one.
Thank you.
Horse trailer, we have another classic horse. Every week, our listeners don't disappoint us, and every week, they seem to be finding more expensive, crappy horse trailers. We'll post this on Facebook, and the ad is very short and sweet.
Read the name of the person who sent it in, because I've got questions for this person. Y'all put your names on these so we can know who you are.
B.B. King Goer?
Is this like a really big B.B. King fan and they go to all the concerts?
Oh, it could be. I didn't think about that.
B.B. King Goer.
I forgot about B.B. King. You're right.
There you go.
Yeah. Horse trailer, $1,750. This is well over our $400 limit for a crappy trailer. And this is the ad. I have a 16-foot horse trailer. That's it. It's just what it is.
And there's a fantastic picture that shows every ounce of the blue paint, flat tires, and rust that is on this trailer.
It was definitely hand-painted. You see this roller marks on the sides there? It was definitely hand-painted. And they have it hooked to like a brand-new Chevy truck.
Yeah. So I like if you know how you look at an old house and the roof line kind of sags in the middle?
This one does. You're right.
Yeah.
The whole middle goes in.
It sags. I think the tree is. I think the tree is broken.
Do not put horses in this.
Move maybe some baling wires and some. I don't know.
Don't put hay in there either. The whole thing will fall apart.
Yeah, it will. Kat sent in the next one. Kat.
I love the title of this one.
Grandma broke gated saddle horse. $600.
Grandma broke the gated saddle horse.
It doesn't say the grandma broke. This thing is more than drunk broke. It's grandma broke. From Northeast Arkansas, Glenn. Arkansas.
Southern accent, baby.
Oh, Lord. Grandma broke gated saddle horse. 7-year-old spotted saddle gelding. Short and stout, 14 and 1 hands tall, built like a quarter horse. Not for beginner, because he'll see if you know him and know what you're doing. Well trained, easy to catch, no grain needed, gentle, no bite or kick, has a new pair of shoes. Sorry, no pics, too computer illiterate. But I can text you pics if you're interested.
She couldn't figure out how to put pics on the Craigslist ad. Hey, I'm confused. Can you translate this for me? Because I have some confusion about this ad. The title says Grandma Broke Gated Saddle Horse, which implies that it's a quiet horse.
Yes.
And then the first thing it says, not for beginner.
Because he's going to see if you know what you're doing. Do you know what you're doing? Well, then you can catch him with no grain.
It should say experienced grandma broke gated saddle horse. That's what it should say. Let's
If your grandma is Karen O'Connor, then It is a grandma broke gate.
Karen's going to be happy to hear you refer to her as a grandma.
I was trying to think of a female.
She's going
to
love that.
I don't think Karen listens to the show.
Yeah,
so
I don't think she's ever coming on it either.
She doesn't even have any kids. All right. Diana sent the next one in. Go.
Oh, sorry. It's mine. Lots of trade for good riding mule. Hastings, Florida. Oh,
okay. Wow. Yeah, that is some sticks right there. That's further out than Palatka, where my mom is.
I am looking for a good ridling mule. Gelding or mare, color doesn't matter. Just good ridling. Completely broke. I have for trade two... Oh, we're going the other way this time. I have for trade two goats, one mini full-grown weather, no more than 30 pounds. I have a Billy will be big goat. White legs, horned chicken hens and roosters, one goose and five ducks, three white pink king and two runners.
Woo!
Also, I have a Ridling mini stud, buckskin paint. Don't know how far training went, but I know I've had a rider on him in the round pen and yard and did amazing. No buck, rear, or bite. Also, I have a coonhound mixed pups for trade.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me know. I have a lots to trade. Please send info with pics. Oh, my God. You're getting rid of the whole farm.
Think of this straight. Goats, ducks, chickens, puppies, and a horse.
Oh, geeses. Geeses.
And geese.
Oh, geese.
That is impressive.
That's awesome.
She's getting rid of the whole farm. She needs the whole farm and one mule, please. Get rid of all this other crap. God. They eat too much.
Chickens, roosters, goose, ducks, Peking, runners, mini stud, buckskin paint, coonhound, and puppies. Oh, my God. Somebody's safe. Don't can give you, your mule to them, please.
Can you picture this place, though, in rural Florida? Can you just picture it? I can picture it.
Sadly, yes.
Oh my God. Last right. one.
My face hurts.
Yeah. Colleen Peachy sent in this one. 8-year-old quarter appy mare, and this is in Kalispell, which is in Montana, which is gorgeous. So let's see what they've got for sale up there. This is an outstanding mare who, with a lot of time and dedication, will eventually turn into a great animal.
I have ESP, I know.
She's green.
Psychic.
And that's kind of an understatement.
Stop right there. If you ever see an ad like that, and that's the first sentence, just go on to the next one. Go ahead.
Yeah, seriously. How do you know this is an outstanding mare? Because according to the next sentence, you can't even catch her. She's hard to catch when she's put in an open place.
Like
but
your
once
field.
Like Kalispell, Montana.
Yes, that's right.
When she's put in an open place, but once she's caught, she's fine with being loved on and brushed. She does not load in two horse trailers for some reason. I'm guessing she's nay-air been in one. She really sky-dish and doesn't like her ears being touched. She will stand for the farrier and stand tied okay. Just okay, though.
Yeah, half the time.
I think the home she was from before we got her was abusive because she's afraid of her own shadow. I wanted to work with her for barrels, but have to move and can't afford to take her with me and board her somewhere. She would be a great broodmare as well, because she's short and stocky.
Is that what makes a great broodmare?
Are you kidding me? She's short and stocky because nobody likes tall, long, lanky horses like me. We like them short and stocky.
Yeah, short and fat's better.
She's very smart, and with the right set of hands, she could go in any direction. She's 14-2 and beautiful. I just don't have the time for her like she needs. There's a lot of that today.
Yes.
A lot of people don't have the time.
Don't have the time. We're not having the time. Whew. And you know, just what you want to breed, we'll end on this. This is just what you want to breed is a mare with all of these issues. Because we love babies with all of those issues. It's just,
yes.
Yeah.
Just yeah. So fun.
Yeah.
So fun. And especially big giant horses that are terrified of people. That's awesome.
All right. Let's decide who the winners are. You and Jennifer can decide. I first have Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack.
Dr. Rose's Remedies. Let's see here. Well, I love, there's so many good ones. How about Adrian, who sent the 3-year male horse Thorbell?
I like Thorbell.
Because that is just a really bad ad.
Yes. Okay. Jennifer, Grooming Essentials from HorseGroomingSolutions.com. And I use the alias there, the one with the alias. You can pick that one, and then I could get this for my pony.
You don't even try. Get out there. Lots to trade for good ridling mule.
Yes.
That made me laugh for a long time.
Well, who is that?
That is Diana Hobart.
Diana, congratulations. Good job. Could you send me a bottle of the Healthy Hair Care DermaClean shampoo?
Move on.
This is a great prize. Homeworth, $120. Triple Crown Nutrition, 5 free bags of feed.
Let's see here. I loved the one who, Gemma, who sent in the one with the evil genius and minions, wanted no weirdos. How about that one?
That's pretty good. All right, Gemma, you win the 5 free bags of feed. And I think Gemma has some horses she could feed that to. If not, there's a pony named PT that would love it. Just saying. Oh, that's it for this week. That's all we have time for. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Remember, we are live Monday morning from Philadelphia at the American Equestrian Trade Association show, taking a look at all the cool new products that will be coming to stores and websites near you in the fall. Jamie will be back next Wednesday, and we really appreciate you being here. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. You too, Jamie. Have fun.
Have a great day, spay, neuter, and geld.